in a distant northern corner of Sonoma County, accessible only over 15 miles of narrow private roads, lies the Howlett Ranch, nearly 1,400 acres of rugged ravines and ridges covered with virgin stands of ancient redwoods and Douglas fir, many over 300 feet tall and more than 8 feet in diameter.
Regionally across the Sonoma coast, this property is really unique in the number of trees and the condition of the habitat. We have these 200, 300 feet tall trees that have the gnarls and the lateral branches that the owls need. It's really one of the last remnants of old growth because the care the landowners have taken with the property over the years.
Ariel Pashtunik is a land acquisition program manager for the Sonoma Land Trust, which has been active in a 10-year effort to protect the property. She and others have been working with Mike Young, a close friend to the now-deceased Howlett brothers who bought up that land and for decades zealously guarded it from logging. Young is now the sole trustee of the property, and he also cares deeply about it.
We have a lot of access roads across this property, over 12 and a half miles. When I come up on the weekends, I take my ATVs, and I have a loop that I do almost every weekend. It takes me about 3 hours. And every time I do it, I'm still at awe at these trees.
So Young was determined to see George Howlett's vision of a protective easement carried out.
I told the owners that I would do my best to try and get this done. So that's what I did. I took the steps to getting it started, where most people would stop because of the length of time and the amount of money it took to get this thing going. I didn't stop. I used my own funds to get this thing to the end.
But even with Young's dedication, observes Bill Keene, executive director of the Sonoma County Agriculture and Open Space District, the rare natural resources of the Howlett Ranch were at risk.
A lot of these properties that have been in single ownership for a long time, with people passing along, there comes a time sometimes where you've got to pay a big tax bill, and the only way to fund them is to log the forest, because that's where the value in the land is, if you're not going to sell it. And this was at risk of being logged in order to settle the estate. And us coming in and preserving it forever helped to save these trees, some that are as old as 2,000 years.
That was finally and permanently forestalled last week when a $6.13 million conservation easement was finalized, with nearly three-quarters of the funding coming from the Open Space District, plus more from the Sonoma Land Trust and several other partners. Keene says that, unlike some of their other acquisitions, this land will never become a public park.
On this particular property, there won't be public access. This one is really being preserved for its natural resource value. So the spotted owls, all the critters, and the trees are going to be as they are into the future.
But distant urban areas will still benefit from the natural processes of air and water purification and carbon sequestration, while the spawning salmon and trout, foraging deer and boars, prowling cougar and bobcats, and other species will continue to populate and traverse the land, all of which pleases Mike Young no end.
Our six-year-old grandson, I asked him what he wants to do for his birthday. He goes, he wants to go to the cabin and look at the trees. And that's just what I want to happen. It's special.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.